Macmillan Audio presents Bye Baby by Carola Lovering. Read for you by Helen Laser and Carissa Vacker. For Lila. We wrote this one together. Each friend represents a world in us, a world possibly not born until they arrive, and it is only by this meeting that a new world is born. Anais Nin, The Diary of Anais Nin. Darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. Indigo Girls. Prologue. October 13th, 2023. The baby stops fussing, settling into my arms like a sleepy puppy, the soft weight of her. Her lips pucker, then relax, her little chest rising and falling almost to the rhythm of my own. She is back to sleep, her face peaceful as a porcelain doll's. That wasn't hard. The living room window is open. Fevered voices carry in from the terrace of the apartment above. Commotion. Mania. I shouldn't be surprised. I recognize the sound of Cassie's screaming, obviously. I've heard her scream dozens of times. Horror movies. She love hates them. The afternoon we picnicked upstate and she got stung by a whole swarm of bees. The time in high school when she walked in on her ex-boyfriend Kyle and our semi-friend Ashton manically fucking in her basement during a party. Manically fucking was the way Cassie described it afterwards, so that's how I remember it. Anyway, Cassie is screaming now the way she did then, except even more psychotically this time. And who can blame her? Her baby is gone. I picture her one story up, her blue eyes swimming with tears, already swollen even though it's only been 15 minutes since Ella went missing, 5 since anyone noticed. In the midst of Cassie's wailing, I hear her friends banding together. I recognize Ava's voice, McKay's. I don't know the others' voices by heart, but some of them sound familiar, probably from Cassie's Instagram stories. Evelyn, maybe Blake, the one who speaks with an upward inflection.
I just called the cops, someone says. Hold on, where's Grant?
It's McKay, panicked.
Someone get him! Someone get Grant!
No,
says Cassie, and I hear her sniffle. 8 stories below, there's a series of violent honking. A siren blares, a high-pitched wailing that climbs into windows and bounces off buildings, part of the soundtrack of the city.
Billy,
she says, and I freeze.
I need Billy.
Billy? Why?
McKay is the one challenging this statement. Of course, dumb bitch. Just then, my phone begins to vibrate on the couch. Carefully, I remove one arm from where it supports the baby and reach down for the phone, silencing the vibration as I drink in the sight of her name on the caller ID. Cassie Barnwell. She's been married for well over a year now, and I still haven't gotten around to adding her new last name. For a moment, I let myself bask in the fact that she's calling me. She is calling me. How many months has it been since that happened? I study the picture of the girl on my screen. Cassie's contact photo for as long as I can remember. Straight brown hair, wide blue eyes, one of her dark eyebrows raised as she puckers goofily at the camera, a stupid selfie from another lifetime. I let the call ring. I screen it. What else am I supposed to do? Still, the warm glow behind my chest lingers. I hear her words. Billy. I need Billy. Cassie needs me. She wanted me. Before Grant, even. I feel high, victorious. I move a little closer to the window.
She's not picking up.
Cassie begins to cry again, her sobs punctuated by a low moaning.
My baby. My baby!
She's growing more hysterical now, her screams piercing the cool air, the oblivious city night.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?